but the fraudulent slave state legislature had already provided for holding a constitutional convention at Lecompton. This convention was controlled by the slave state men and adopted a constitution providing for slavery. President Buchanan sent this constitution to Congress and asked to have Kansas admitted as a slave state, but Douglas could not bear to see the wishes of the settlers of Kansas outraged. He opposed the proposition vigorously, and it was defeated. It was not until 1861 that Kansas was admitted to the Union as a free state. 360. John Brown's Raid, 1859. While in Kansas, John Brown had conceived a bold plan. It was to seize a strong place in the mountains of the South, and there protect any slaves who should run away from their masters. In this way, he expected to break slavery in pieces within 2 years. With only 19 men, he seized Harper's Ferry in Virginia and secured the United States arsenal at that place. But he and most of his men were immediately captured. He was executed by the Virginian authorities as a traitor and murderer. The Republican leaders denounced his act as the gravest of crimes, but the Southern leaders were convinced that now the time had come to secede from the Union and establish a Southern Confederacy.